producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Misty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Misty. What's on your mind today?
I'm just wondering, I have a five-year-old that's going to be six soon, and she's never had any recollection of her father. She has no memory of him. But throughout her play and such, I'm seeing that she wants a dad, and I've never told her anything. So I'm just wondering, how can I appropriately tell her that he doesn't want anything to do with her?
All right. How old are you, Misty?
I'm 26.
Okay. What's the real story behind?
We were married. We got divorced. It didn't work out. I wanted him to be a part of her life, and
wait a minute. So, she was born while you were married?
Yeah.
How old was she when he left?
9 months old.
Okay. And have you remarried?
No. Uh-uh.
And there was not. Why did he decide he didn't want to be married?
Well, it was infidelity.
On whose part, yours or his?
His.
Okay. And see, if your daughter's almost six, you were both like 18 or 19.
Well, he was older than me, so I was 20, maybe 20.
Okay, and how old was he?
He was 22, 23.
Okay, and he has not been in touch at all over her
life? At all, no.
And pays no child support?
He does pay child support.
Well, if he pays child support, he legally has access to her.
Right.
Do you know
right.
where he? But you're saying that he in the years since he's been gone what, almost 6 years.
Right.
That he's never gotten in touch with her once. No birthday cards. No calls.
Nothing.
No nothing. Does she see his side of the family?
No.
Grandparents, aunts, uncles. Do you know where he lives?
I know that he's in South Carolina somewhere.
Do you know
and I only know that through, like, the court, through trying to get the child support and all that.
Okay. Do you know anything about his situation? Is he married or has
he is remarried,
Does he have other children?
He had a previous child from a previous marriage before me, and he never saw that child either.
Okay. What I would do is I would tell your child the truth with just a few details left out. In other words, you know, a lie is going to get you in trouble. And sooner
right.
or later,
I don't want to lie.
No.
I just want to put it appropriate to her so that she won't feel like it's her fault.
Yeah, exactly. I would just say that your daddy decided he didn't want to be married to me anymore.
Okay.
He really didn't know you very well. You were a very small baby.
Uh-huh.
And he really just didn't know you very well. And he was very young. He was kind of a baby himself. So what I will do, if you like, daughter of mine, is you can write letters to him if you want. And at some point, when you're a little older, if you want to go see if you can find him, that would be okay. But for right now, I can tell you his name, and you can write him letters, and we'll send the letters off and see what happens.
Okay.
But because I think that's, among other things, true.
Right.
Which, you know, has a huge advantage.
Right, and I can show her pictures. And
exactly.
Say, well, this is him, and yeah.
Yeah, and I would just make it very clear that he was a baby, too. He
right.
didn't really know you. You were a very, very small baby, and he just didn't want to be married to me anymore. It didn't really have anything to do with you.
Okay.
Because I'm sure if he saw your cute little face, he'd just think you were just as cute as I do.
I know it.
All right?
Okay.
And, but I think it's perfectly okay for her to write him letters, or, you know, that she may want to make him a card, and if you know how to send it off to him, you can go to, I mean, the internet is useful for a whole lot of things, including people finders and bighugs.com, and so it's not terribly hard to track people down anymore.
Right.
So, and I think that's what I would do. I would just be very honest with her, but the emphasis being that he was a baby, you were a baby, he didn't really know you very well, and he just didn't want it. He just felt like he couldn't be married to me, but he just didn't know you.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
Well, could be better.
All right, let's make you better.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Okay. My family has obsessive compulsive disorder, and it manifests in gambling or in alcoholism. Wait a minute.
I'm not sure that I would quite so readily accept that diagnosis. Obsessive compulsive disorder, alcoholism, and gambling are not necessarily all the same thing.
Okay. It's just compulsive behavior then. All right. I can go with that.
Well, Mark, tell me about you. How old are you?
Yeah, okay. I am 60.
Okay.
And when I have been a compulsive gambler.
Okay.
I know in my family, my father had a compulsive situation, and his father had a compulsive situation. And now,
when you say compulsive situation, what does that mean?
My father was a compulsive spender, overly spent, constantly. And his father was similar to that. Me, it was just gambling. I should say just gambling. Gambling, it's more than that. And now it's come out in both my sons. It hasn't affected my daughter at all.
Okay, take a breath for a minute. So you're married?
Yes, I am.
You have a job?
I am still working, yes.
Okay. Do you have a gambling debt at this moment?
I will always have a gambling debt. I do not want myself to be out of debt. Otherwise, I will be in a problem because the minute I get credit, and because I have a good job, I can get credit readily. I have not gambled in 5 years.
Good.
And when I say do not gamble in 5 years, I don't do it in a compulsive way.
But you are still gambling.
I will go with my wife on a social situation and go with $20 and be with her. I do not go by myself anymore. I have not been able to do that. I don't trust myself, let's put it that way. I can't allow myself. But
have you ever done any therapy, Mark, around gambling?
I've done the therapy. I've gone to GA, and it's constant. And, you know, I will always be a gambler. I've come to understand that. But Do I know why? Yeah, I kind of do.
What's the why that you've come up with?
My only, I guess it's just an independent situation that it gives me when I'm there, even though I'm not looking to win, because it doesn't matter how, when I was doing it, okay? It didn't matter whether I won or lost. It was the buzz that I got.
Exactly. So, okay. Mark, so understand, there's a significant difference between gambling behavior, I would suggest, and obsessive-compulsive disorder, all right? And let me just help you see if we can understand them. As you point out, that with gambling, it's the buzz. It's the excitement. It's the adrenaline. Okay?
Yes.
The understanding, which means, among other things, that if you look to your life, that if you make your life more interesting, that the discrepancy between your daily life and gambling may lessen. Right? I mean, my guess is that you're not so tempted to gamble when you're happy, when your sex life is good, when you're getting a promotion at work, when you're bowling a spare. I mean, things that have some inherent excitement to them. That when you're tempted to gamble is when you're bored out of your mind, when you're not putting much energy into your marriage, when your work isn't going very well, when you feel not as important in your life, or when you feel that you're looking for a distraction. Because when people gamble, as you know, they talk about, you know, the excitement of it, the looking forward to it, the buzz. And so if your life is buzzy enough, then you're going to care a lot less about gambling, which is true of any kind of addictive behavior. That, you know, when we talk about alcohol and we talk about self-medicating, what we're talking about is escaping from the reality, the feelings that your life engenders, and using something as a distraction, or, well, basically using something as a distraction, whether it's self-medicating or an obsessive behavior or something that makes you feel better about yourself. The problem about those kinds of things is they basically don't work for the long run, and they create their own particular problems. So you're much better off seeing why you're like, why you feel the need for that kind of thing, the big, right? Actually, I think the big actually refers to something else. I think it refers to the interest on a loan. But I'm trying to remember exactly the word that gamblers use, the excitement, the fun, the big is something else. But it does sound sort of cool, doesn't it? Never mind. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is, 855-99-37569. And it's sort of interesting that we had talked with one caller about gambling and that distraction. And we've had two calls this week. Sort of long involved sad calls about women whose menfolk were having some serious issues with alcohol. So I just sort of said, okay, that this is a country that, even though we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of firepower talking about cocaine and about ecstasy and other drugs and even marijuana, but the major drug of abuse in this country has been historically, is and will continue to be for the foreseeable future, alcohol, and in fact it is legal. We know that more people, more pilgrims, drowned in the canals by being drunk and falling overboard than were killed by Native Americans and influenza put together. So, and if you think about our history of of Wyatt Earp and John Wayne and the saloon, I mean, the saloon always figures prominently, right? And it turns out that that's also true, that there were more people that were, more bystanders that were killed than people in actual gun duels. Partially because they just come out of the saloon, folks, and partially because apparently they were not terrifically good shots. But so what we put up on Facebook is, okay, tell me about how alcohol. I'm lucky, I suppose, in that I don't have I don't have alcoholism in my family, but there was at least one friend of mine who was he really was a good friend, and we got to know each other, and it turned out he'd been battling alcoholism, I guess, his entire life. And when I met him, he was actually clean and sober, which is it. And during the time that we were seeing each other, he basically fell off the wagon. And then I, for reasons that have nothing to do with that, sort of moved away, and he got back in touch with me and said, I'd like to see you. And it turns out I had just been offered a gig on a cruise ship, and his stepfather worked for the airlines. So we were going to work out a deal where he would fly me there, and I would provide the trip. And so it was going to be a really fun, kind of lavish vacation for both of us that neither of us were going to really have to expend much resource on. But I said to him, look, this is a difficult question for me to ask, and I'm sure it's difficult for you to hear, but when you're not drinking, we get along really well, and when you are, we don't get along at all. He said, no, I absolutely understand it. I have my year chip. I've been clean and sober for a year. So we agreed to do this, and so I flew out to Seattle. He was living in San Francisco at the time, so I flew out to Seattle, and he was supposed to meet me at the plane, and he wasn't there. And so, I'm 2 hours before my connection to fly to Fairbanks. And I'm trying to figure out, what do I do now? He's not there. I wonder if something's happened to him. And for those of you, I know you're shaking your head of how naive can I be. Well, pretty naive. And so, I went over to the ticket agent and said, what do? I'm supposed to fly with this person, and he's not here. And he said, oh, no, he checked in yesterday. What? So I'm now trying to figure out what to do, because he's already checked in for the flight, which means he's already in Seattle. I just have no idea where he is. And this was before cell phones, so there was really no way of getting in touch with him. I called his machine in San Francisco and left a message. And so I'm sort of trying to figure out what to do. And I'm pacing the corridor, and there's somebody coming toward me, and I can smell him. He's about, 10, 15 yards away, and I could smell the gin coming off of him. And sure enough, he was so drunk. Apparently he'd gotten there a day early, so he didn't have to worry about missing me or missing the plane. And he'd been drinking steadily ever since. I don't even know if he found a hotel room. He'd been drinking at the bar. And he was so drunk, he left his passport and his camera and his wallet in the airport, to the extent that they made. And so, and I'm at this moment in tears, and I know, not the world's most grown-up response. What I should have said is, okay, this isn't going to happen. I'm just not going to do this. And I didn't, because I guess I just hadn't had enough experience with this kind of situation, or whatever. Maybe I hoped it would get better. And so I said to the ticket agent, he said, do you want to sit together? I said, absolutely not. So we get to Fairbanks, and he comes and finds me, and he says, so, what's up, Doc? And I said, don't you have anything to say? And he said, lighten up, Doc. And I said, you know what? That's the wrong answer. And went back, and we got on the ship, and the because I was giving a speech, they treated me essentially as kind of an honored guest, and they'd sent a bottle of champagne to the room. And so I put the champagne in the refrigerator, and I thought, look, don't let him wreck this. This is your trip. And so I kept walking around the deck. I must have walked around it like 30 or 40 times to just saying, look, you can't control his behavior. You can only control your own. And, of course, when I got back to the room, the champagne was gone. And I said, where's the champagne? He said, well, I decided to drink it because you don't really drink. So the rest of the trip, it turned out in the first 3 days of the trip, somebody from the purser's office came to find me and said, did you know he's put $1,000 in drink tabs on your room? And I said, well, it's not me. And they said, Joy, it's your room. You're responsible for it. So I went to the purser's office and got it separated out. And he would, I didn't see him for the rest of the trip. Basically, he would come in and at 3 o'clock in the morning and leave the door open and be throwing up and stuff. And, and he actually sent me a note after we'd come back, and he said it was my fault, that he was so nervous about it that it was my fault, which of course is what alcoholics do. And so it sort of gave me a completely different perspective on what it is to be involved with somebody who's an alcoholic, and that, you can hope until the cows come home, but you're not taking into account what they're doing, why they're doing it, and that you're going to have absolutely no impact on it, that it's their choice. And no matter what you say or do, they may blame you for it, but you, in fact, are not going to be able to convince somebody not to drink. You're not going to convince somebody to stay sober. You're not going to convince them about how it's impacting their liver or you or anything else. Because what we know is somebody finally did the research a couple of years ago that looked at what happens to the brain when somebody drinks. And what happens is essentially tunnel vision, which is why there's no sense of consequence, there's no sense of this has happened before, there's no sense of this is what's going to happen, or I have responsibilities, or I'm going to be sick, or anything about that. So it was one of those really painful situations, but I think it made me better able to help you folks deal with what it is, because there is that tendency for, first of all, him, the alcoholic, to blame the other person, that it's your fault, or you weren't understanding enough, or you put too many rules on me, or whatever it is. And there's also that tendency to sort of hope against all past behavior that somehow you're going to be able to have an impact, and you're not. So, we come back, we'll see what people on Facebook say. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be exactly what my mission statement is. I'm here to help. So all you have to do is give me a holler. Jimmy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm going to help you. I'm good. How am I going to help you?
Well, Dr. Brown, I really am have been torn with this woman that I have been in love with, and our relationship is soured, but I'm always thinking about her. I want her back, but she doesn't want me back. We just have, you know, fundamental differences on, you know, how to be an adult, how to raise children, and so all the logical steps tell me that being apart is best, but emotionally I still want to be with her.
Okay. Let me get a little background on you, Jimmy. How old are you?
I'm almost 50.
Okay, and how old is she?
Almost 40.
How long were you together?
Together about 4 years.
That's a long time. How long have you been apart?
About 2 years.
So, have you been married before?
Twice.
Okay. How long had it been?
But I really
didn't
believe in love at all because I've always been a cheater. I've always, my favorite relationship was the next one.
Yeah.
But when I was with her, I knew in my soul, because I didn't look at women the same way, that I loved her. And I never cheated on her. I never wanted to be with anyone else but her.
What do you think the difference was? Do you have any idea?
I think it was, that's a great question. The excitement of being together, we just had a lot of fun.
How long have you been divorced?
Doing all kinds of different things.
How long have you been divorced when you met her?
Well, I cheated to meet her, so I wasn't divorced at the time, but then got divorced.
So how of the 4 years that you were together, how much of it were you actually single?
None, really, because I went from my second marriage into a relationship with her immediately.
Yeah, it sounded like what she wanted is exactly what you'd done in the past, which is she just wanted some slap and tickle. She just wanted somebody to play with. And when you became available, she wasn't interested anymore, because for exactly the same things that you're saying, is that that she, she wanted somebody stable, presumably, that who wasn't going to cheat. And obviously, starting off as a cheat doesn't give you a great track record.
Right.
Jimmy, look, let me suggest, because I'm not trying to talk you out of loving somebody. I think that, we love whomever we're going to love, and quite often it's not very convenient. But let me suggest a couple things to you, and I've already kind of alluded to one of them, which is to write down exactly what it is that was so appealing about her. Because it sounded to me that, it was interesting. I was talking in a completely different context with some people earlier this week, and I said, being a lover is the world's easiest thing to be. Being a spouse may be among the world's hardest things to be. Because being a lover, all you have to do is show up occasionally. If you're a man, I suppose occasionally have an erection. Say nice things. And then, you do whatever you're going to do. You have dinner, you go to a movie, or you have sex, or whatever. And then you split. And it's all kind of fun and games. Being a spouse is commitment. It's involvement. It's shared philosophy. It's who cleans the house, who picks up the laundry, what do you do about kids? And so it's a much more complicated, much less glittery, but in theory, much more, in theory, fulfilling kind of thing. And it sounds to me that one of the reasons that this woman was so attractive to you and you viewed her as your true love, and I'm not really disputing that one way or the other, but is because she was smart enough to never become anything more than a lover. So
like I was saying, logically and foundationally, because I'll give you just one quick example.
Okay.
She lives in the same town that she grew up, and she has three or four friends who are all single moms,
yeah.
And it's common for her when they go out drinking, which is, of course, every weekend, that she just falls asleep on one of their couches.
Yeah.
I'm just an old world guy and a mother of a couple of kids. You don't do that.
Well, but Jimmy, she just was, I mean, I think, but you just fell in love with the notion that she was exactly like you. But the reality of somebody being exactly like you is a mess. She's irresponsible. She's sexy. She'll have sex with whomever it occurs to her to have sex with. She'll do whatever she wants. She was just your mirror image. And what I think you've discovered is that It was kind of fun to be with somebody like that, but she was never going to be a spouse to you. And if she had been, you probably would have gotten bored with her. Listen, the idea
is
not to...
How do I get rid of that?
Okay. Well, I think what you do is decide at this moment in your life. I mean, the universe, it sounds to me, put her in your path to remind you that it's easy to be a lover, it's tough to be a spouse. But now you're at the half-century mark, And what do you want to continue being a lover the rest of your life? Do you want to have that level of either do one of two things? Either find women that will be susceptible to your charm that you'll never commit to. They'll commit to you, but you'll never commit to them, which means you're going to have serial relationships.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
And you're going to break people's heart, and you're going to look in the mirror and want to throw up because it's not a nice way to behave. Or decide that somewhere between finding your doppelganger who is irresponsible and selfish and self-involved and non-sympathetic or empathetic as this woman was, to find something in between. And it may be that you're not the marrying type, but it may be that you can find someone that has a moral stance that the two of you can appreciate. As opposed to, I mean, she just gave you back the mirror image of who you were, and you thought it was really exciting and fun because she didn't offer you what these other women who were foolish did, which is to say, yeah, but Jimmy, I love you. She was never involved with you. You were just the latest distraction, which is how you've treated women. So maybe it's time to look not so much at her, because she's an irrelevancy, to look at you and say, okay, as I go forward, is there something between these women who are doormats that I could just trounce all over? And is there something different, not so much in the women I choose, but the man I choose to be? Because I think that's why she was put in your path, to just show you and have you feel how really awful it feels to love somebody who's not capable of loving you back, who all they want to do is mess around. And the other thing I was going to suggest, which hopefully you will not be furious with me about, but you have to remember, underneath this mild-mannered exterior is still a therapist. At some point, you need to be in therapy, because your behavior bespeaks self-loathing. You're the ultimate dance-away lover, which is, who would want to love anybody who'd be foolish enough to be conned by me? And that's what she did. And I don't think you loved her. I think she just beat you with your own game. And there's a part of you that doesn't want to be beat at that game. And so you keep it alive as a way of replaying it in your head. I think she's irrelevant. You're what's relevant, which is, maybe it's time at the half-century mark to figure out a different way, not only of relating to women, but of being able to be a righteous man. Because this came from someplace. This either came from a dad deserting you, or a dad who cheated on mom.
Sure.
I mean, so, but who, I mean, you can see it's a disaster, because not only does it not offer you the comfort that I think that people want, but it doesn't offer you the sense of, I can't find a better word than righteousness. I think most of us want to look in the mirror and say, you know, I make mistakes, but I'm a good person. You know, that I can be a role model for my kids. I can look myself in the eye. I don't have to loathe myself for how I treat people. And I think that's where you are right now. She, don't get distracted by who she is, because I don't think who she is makes any difference, except she was you in drag. And you saw how hurtful it could be.
When you said just a minute ago that she beat me in my own game, that was very powerful.
Okay. So, and so she has resonance with you because she's the only one to beat you. You don't want to be beat, and you don't want to. But maybe there's a different model for you, Jimmy. You don't have to play the game anymore. You don't have to make relationships who wins and who loses, who has the power, who hurts the other person, who leaves first, who cares least. There's a different way to run a relationship. But I think therapy may not be a bad investment for you. Let me say it a different way. Therapy would be a great investment for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm glad you called, Jimmy. 855-99-DR-JOY. PJ, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Oh, that's right. It wasn't quite ready for me to say that, was it? Sorry, PJ, you will be, you know. PJ, I'll tell you what. Say hello to me. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and come right back to you. I sort of mislooked at the clock. I had another 30 seconds, which I've now used up. PJ, I'll give you the whole last segment of the program, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that. PJ, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Tell me how I might help you.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a parenting question for you.
Okay.
I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I'm calling you regarding my 6-year-old. Last night, she was in bed, and she came out, and I said, I looked at her, she said, I'm going to the bathroom. I said, go on, honey. She went to the bath. She went off down the hall, and I heard the fridge close. She came back. I said, Uma, come here. That's her name. And she said, oh, I forgot to flush. So she went back to the bathroom, she flushed, and she came back, and she hid in the door. I said, okay, come here, give me a kiss. Because Well, one, I knew she was holding something in her hand. And she came down to the bed, and she was holding a bottle of yogurt drink. And she said, okay, but I didn't drink it. So she comes to me and says, it's not good for you. We spoke about oral hygiene. We spoke about we'll work on snacks. Are you hungry? She said, no, I'm not hungry, but I'm thirsty. So I said, well, we'll work on some water, but it's not good for you. Can you please go and put it back? So she went back to the kitchen, and she took a little longer than expected. And my mother's sixth sense said, well, this isn't right. So she went straight to her room, and I followed her about 2 seconds later, and I opened her door, and she ran into her bed, and I could smell the yogurt.
The yogurt on her breath.
And I turned the light on, and it was hidden carefully behind the book. And I explained to her, you know, we don't do that. We spoke about it, and she was teary-eyed. She said, Mom, but I love sweets so much. And this is not the first time she's hidden sweets and had it, and we've had a talk about it. And I just left it at I talked to my husband, and I was going to pick up some books, but I thought I'd call you. And my questions are, I have two questions. How should I handle the situation?
Right.
And should I worry about her eating, hiding and eating?
Okay. I think yes to both. Does she have a weight problem?
No.
Does anybody in your family?
Dad.
Who?
Her father. Her dad.
Okay. The first thing I would do, although I think having this conversation in the middle of the night is always a little problematical, just because at least she didn't say she was sleepwalking. So, I mean, the good thing about your six-year-old is she's terrible at lying. So this is good. And she'll probably be terrible for maybe another 10 or 15 minutes, and then she's going to get sneakier. So you might as well deal with it now. And I think what I would say is, look, I don't have rules to try and make you unhappy. I have rules because I'm your mom, and let's write down. Let's make a chart about what kind of food you like best and when you can eat it. And so let's make you in charge. We're gonna make you really smart. We're gonna make you the food fairy. And so let's talk about what food is good. And I would use this as an opportunity. Maybe books, maybe videos, maybe a class. There are all sorts of classes these days that the Y has and things like that about childhood nutrition, because it's such a big deal. So rather than sort of saying, look, you can't lie, and, you know, which she already knows. I mean, we know that she knew that she was doing something wrong. She wouldn't have been sneaky. Of saying, look, let's make you in charge of what you eat and when you eat and how you eat, because I want you to be strong and healthy. So let's go on online and let her take some initiative on that, because she's also the second in the family. She's the baby of the family. So getting away with stuff is kind of her job description, and we don't want to encourage that. So putting her in charge, making her, instead of making her feel less responsible, we want to make her feel more responsible. And in terms of the sneaking, of saying, let's make rules, that because she's much less likely to break her own rules than she is yours. And so I think what we want to do is, and we can point out that, listen, part of your family has no problem with weight, and they can eat anything they want, and part is going to get fat. And it's not only that they're going to get fat, but they're going to have teeth problems and heart problems. And I want you to be the strongest, best kid you can be. So let's figure out, and maybe you could become the dietitian for the family. Not only can you plan what food you like to eat, but let's plan food for what the family eats. And maybe we'll go shopping together. So instead of making this, you're a naughty girl and you can't control your impulses, which will not work. She'll just get sneaky, and she'll buy all that trash at school or trade it with kids that you're not letting her have at home, and it will just boomerang on you. We're going to make her the food fairy, and she's going to know how many calories things take and what's good for you and where you get them, and she's going to help shop, and she's going to help plan meals, and see if that doesn't work.
Perfect. Let me ask you this. Now, when I show her videos, should I stay with what's healthy for you as opposed to what happens if you eat these kind of foods?
Well, I think both. Of saying, you know, and saying to her, look, let's look at these two videos and then let's talk about them.
Okay.
And look, the more you put her in charge of things, the more you lecture her, the sneakier she's going to get. And we already know that she's manipulative, right? Because she's a second child. She's smart. You know, gee, Mom, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And not only that, I'm going to flush. I mean, this is not a stupid child. So trying to lecture her or give her a sermon won't work. But putting her in charge of things should. Because most of us are much less willing to break our own rules than we are a parental rule, especially because there's that additional attention for it. You know, if you can't get attention for being the smartest, responsible, oldest kid, then you'll get it for being the naughty little girl. And so we don't want to encourage that at all. We want her to be in charge of, you know, let's write how many calories and what things are good for us and what things are not and what times of day we eat. And not only can you help you, you can help me. You can help design a plan for me and for your dad and maybe even for your grandfather. You can help your grandfather eat healthier.
That's a great point about getting her the attention in a positive way. That's great. Thank you. We'll definitely do that, and I'll call you back.
Groovy. All righty. Look forward to it. And look online, because there are all sorts of kid nutrition classes. It's getting more and more that we understand that it's about educating kids. And kids are really good at it. They can become little food Nazis of, no, Mom, you can't have that. But the point is it'll put her in charge of things. It'll make her feel better. And it gives her reinforcement for being smart and responsible as opposed to being childish and sneaky, which is what she's getting now, especially
now,
in the middle of the night.
We don't really have bad eating habits at home, but Dad is genetically has gained a lot of weight after he reached 30. So is this going to affect her? Because there's always a role model issue that, you know.
Well, but you can explain. So this is her father that's doing this?
Yeah,
well, so she gets to help Dad and see if he'd like, you know, you can that she can start with the two of you and then, you know, maybe help Dad and get Dad on board with it as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, the more we lecture the kids, the less likely it is that they're going to pay attention. And you don't even need me to tell you that. Just remember what happened when your parents lectured you, right? You know that look on your face that says, right, and your eyeballs rolling back in your head? Right. You didn't say what you were thinking, but your parents knew it. And my mother would say, that look. And I'd say, what look? This is the face I was born with. And I knew very well what look. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.